Welcome to the Hello Seattle podcast, a local perspective on living in and moving to Seattle.
Yeah, we're excited to introduce you to people, places, and communities that make living in our hometown special.
Hello, Seattle. I'm your host, Zach McDonald, your real estate agent with Real Property Associates.
And I am your mortgage guy, Dan Keller. And we've got an incredible first episode. This is our launch today, Z.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this podcast. And we've been brainstorming this and working on it for quite some time. So excited to get this first episode out. And Dan, tell me, like, what is our goal here with this podcast?
So the whole idea around today, episode number one, is just to explain what the podcast is all about, what you can expect as listeners, as viewers. And in my opinion, with the combination of both Zach and I think this and how we've built this out, this is going to be an incredibly valuable podcast, I think, to people that are considering moving to Seattle, number one. Number two, people that are our clients that are now actively currently living in Seattle, how to get the most out of living in this beautiful city and the Pacific Northwest in general.
Yeah, and we're both locals. We grew up here, and that's something that we'll talk a little bit about today. Yep. We want to set the stage for this podcast and what it's going to be moving forward. So today we're going to talk a little bit about our own stories growing up here and the history of our families growing up in this area. And then we'll talk a little bit about what we do as well for work and some of the things that we really enjoy about living in Seattle. But before we do that, we're going to take a minute, and we'll do this in every single episode, 1 minute for Dan to talk about mortgages because he's one of the top mortgage lenders in this area. And then I'll take a minute and talk a little bit about real estate, as I do real estate in the Seattle area as well.
And it's important to understand too, Zach, you have built an incredible, I want to say, following or YouTube channel, one of the top real estate agents on YouTube in Seattle. You've been on the evening news, King 5, right?
A couple different times
because of the content you create. So what we're doing is we're taking an extension of what I do for a living, creating content around the mortgage and the economy and things that really help you make better decisions with your finances, you with real estate, and then both of ours. I'm a little bit older than you, so I'm 48.
Bit.
How old are you?
33.
So you got a 33-year-old, you got a 48-year-old.
We got a Gen Xer. He likes to think of himself as a millennial, but we got a Gen Xer and a millennial here on this podcast.
I tell people this all the time, Z, I identify as a millennial.
You do. I don't know. I guess that works. Pretty much.
A little bit. I am a trendy.
You know how to
Gen
use
Xer.
Social media.
Yeah. There you go. Mm-hmm. So, but you're going to get to the wisdom, the experiences of two guys that have lived here in the greater Seattle area all of their lives and are professionals.
Never lived anywhere else.
Yeah. And we're professionals helping people relocate, live here.
And plant
and
roots,
move around.
Right?
Yeah.
Live here, right? We love living here. We haven't gone anywhere. We choose to stay and helping other people plant their own roots here. So excited about that.
Yeah.
Why don't you do your
let's
1 minute? Let's get you on the clock. You got
in
1 minute.
Under a minute because we don't want to bore y'all.
Yeah.
So every single episode, we're going to give you an update on the real estate market, update on mortgage. So the mortgage market right now. So we are in the first week of November. The Fed spoke last week and they said, hey, we're not raising the Fed rate. That was great news to investors.
Really
mortgage
great news.
Bonds, they rallied. So guys, last week 30-year fixed rates were north of 8.
That was it's been exciting.
Was silly.
It's
and
been
so
an exciting
we're back
year.
Down into the mid sevens right now. So that's my mortgage update. We've seen some relief, much needed relief in mortgage rates because the Fed's going to hang tight on raising the Fed rate for now, which I think this could be, hopefully, fingers crossed, the end of it. It's all based off of inflation. So
do you think you got 20 seconds left? Do you think that this is the beginning of rates coming down? Do you think they're going to stay in this range for a while? 15 seconds.
The optimistic side of me says, yes, we're coming down the backside of that mountain. But I think the real side of me is you got to pay attention to inflation because it's all about inflation. So it's TBD. That's why you're going to tune into these podcasts, right, Zach?
All right. Yeah, fair enough.
What about real estate? 1 minute or less?
All right. I got a minute, huh? Well, the housing market's been really exciting over the past, I'd say, 18 months or so. We saw a massive correction when the mortgage rates started going up. There was a lot of fear last year. I think the big change right now, prices year over year are about where they were at the same time last year. So not a lot's changed there, but their houses are selling quicker and mortgage rates, they're about where they were as well at the same time last year. So I think the biggest change is that people have less fear about what's going on in the market. There's acceptance that rates are a little bit higher, right? Yeah. And there was a grieving period, but I think there's acceptance. And I think that people are making the moves that they want to. But there's a lot of people that have held on to their houses and not moved this year. So it's been weird. Fewer sales, but we're also seeing that it's starting to pick up a little bit out there. Yeah. So
as far as inventory, more inventory this year or less?
I would say we have less inventory right now, about 20 to 30%.
Okay, cool. That with higher rates, slow market.
Yeah, definitely. All right, let's get, we're done with the real estate minute here. So Dan, why don't you introduce our topic here for the day?
So I think the topic for the day is just to get to know Dan and Zach a little bit more, a little bit better. And I think you're going to, I know for a fact that you're going to get some value out of this because it will tee up the podcast. And so, you know, I'll start, man. I'll give kind of a real brief, I guess, bio.
Yeah. Let's learn a little bit about the Gen Xer over here.
Dan Keller. So let me reverse. I'll work backwards. I'll work in arrears here. So, like I said earlier, I'm 48 years old. I've lived here all my life, born and raised in Snohomish, Washington.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's Snohomish County, but also the city of Snohomish, right?
Yes. Okay. But here, I wouldn't say, I can't say I'm born in Snohomish. I was born on the Naval Base in Bremerton. So my dad was in the Navy, retired Navy. So my dad, and that's one of the reasons when I did get into financing, I specifically chose residential financing because of, there's a thing called a VA, a Veterans Home Loan.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah. So, but yeah, background in, living in Snohomish, ended up, my parents ended up moving to Marysville of all cities.
Okay.
My freshman kind of year around. In high school. So I ended up graduating from Marysville Pilchick High School up north. Yeah. I was a Tomahawk.
That was one of the first years of that high school though, right?
No, dude. I'm not that old.
Just throwing in a little bit.
You're so funny. But no, so I got big roots here. Been here a long time.
What did you do? Like, so you talk about high school, like what kind of things do you enjoy doing around? Like what did you do in high school and continue on afterwards?
So I'm a huge Seattle Mariner baseball fan. People always, you know, we're Jenny and I, my wife and I are season ticket holders. Mm-hmm. And, the reason for that is before I got into mortgage finance in 2008 of all the years to pick, getting into mortgage. Yeah,
that was good timing on your part.
Yeah. Well, you know, it was not my timing. All right.
Yeah.
It just happened to be it. And, you know, I didn't know any difference, but I was a college baseball coach. I was a college professor. I was teaching at a college and using that to pay the bills because they don't pay a whole lot when you're starting out as a college baseball coach. Yeah. But my passion, I was an All-American baseball player in college and played a couple years of semi-pro baseball. But my passion has always been baseball. Okay. I thought. Until I matured and I grew up and Jenny and I got married. So I'll kind of backtrack there. I'm married to Jenny Keller for 20 years this February.
Wow. So 20 years.
Yeah. 20 years. We've got a senior in high school. We got a freshman in high school.
Cool.
And so
where are you guys living now?
So right now we are in Shoreline in a community called Richmond Beach. Mm-hmm. Absolutely love that area. But when Jenny and I were newly married and we had Allie was like 1 or 2 years old. We made the decision together that I was going to step down from coaching college baseball and pursuing that career.
That's a big move.
Well, the reason for it is we had invested in real estate young. I loved real estate. I didn't know anything about it. I mean, could I be a real estate agent? Yeah, I kind of had a real estate agent that I knew that had sold me a couple of rental properties. But it was never a career option to me. I wanted to be a financial planner.
Okay. What happened there?
So 2008 happened.
Nobody wanted to invest with you.
Nobody
huh?
had money. Everyone was losing their money. And so, but no, I really, Jenny and I had done well in real estate and I wanted to show people how to invest. And I thought that as a financial planner, I could teach them to invest in real estate. I could teach them to invest in the stock market and bonds and build for their financial future. And just so happened to be 2008, we had a global economic collapse. And I had one of my former athletes' dads, who I didn't know at the time, was a mortgage guy. He owned a mortgage company.
Yep.
And he said, And I had told him, I'm stepping down as a college baseball coach and I'm going to get into financial planning. And he said, you know, I don't think that's a really great idea.
Sounds like good advice.
It was good advice at the time. He said one thing that I'll never forget. He said, listen, no matter what market, what economy we're in, people are always going to need to buy and sell real estate.
Yep.
But there are certain economies where people will not invest. And that was great advice as a young professional pursuing financial planning. So I chose the other avenue. I'd gone back to school to study finance and math and accounting and business. Mm-hmm. And I went the other direction of finance into residential mortgage finance. And I'll tell you what, it was the best decision I ever made. That was 08. And you fast forward to 2023. I think since 2018, I've been one of the top 1% mortgage professionals in all of America. Absolutely love financing the greater Seattle area and giving kind of that financial planning advice as I'm helping people structure their mortgage.
Yep.
And it's been a very, very great career. But as far as family, I mentioned, I'm married to Jenny. Jenny has a little business called Jenny Cookies.
It's not as little as he makes it sound. It's a little bit bigger than that.
It's a fun little business. We have a lot of fun together. And so, that's kind of in a nutshell with me. I think what I'm going to bring to this podcast is a great financial perspective.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned earlier, I'm 48, so I'm knocking on the door of 50.
He's getting old.
I'm getting up there, Z. Mm-hmm. It's tougher to get up in the morning and go to the gym. And
his muscles are getting so big, though, that he ripped his shirt.
I did.
You want to show the camera?
Look at that today. This is a nice shirt, too.
It's nice.
But knocking on the door of 50, I think for the last 20 years, I know for a fact, the last 20 years, I've been diligent with staying the course with my money. I got great advice as a young professional, invest in real estate and invest your money. And I've done that. And what I try to do is I try to teach. I know you and I both have very similar coaches or the same financial coaches.
Yep.
I just have a few more years under my belt than you do doing this.
Yep.
But I think being able to set aside money every single month to get into the markets, you want your money working for you, is big. So
big.
I'll be able to bring that perspective. Mm-hmm. I think the mortgage side of things, I'll be able to bring that perspective and then combined with yours. And make no mistake, I mean, hello, Seattle. We spend a lot of time in the communities because you're selling it and I'm financing it. So
we know a lot of people too that have varying interests and do different things as well.
Yeah.
So we're excited to be able to bring
the core of Hello Seattle is going to be real estate, mortgage, finance related. But then the I'll say that might be the hub. The spokes is going to be all the other things that contribute to whether it be your finances, community, your overall experience of living here in this beautiful, this beautiful area. So
what do you enjoy, by the way? Let's wrap up, your section here. Like, what do you enjoy doing as hobbies? You mentioned baseball earlier, going to the Mariners, but what do you do for fun in the Pacific Northwest?
So Jenny and I think one of the keys to a healthy marriage and a successful marriage is you got to date your partner. You got to date your spouse.
I agree.
Right? You agree? Yeah. You have a great marriage.
Yeah. I think I have a great marriage. Yeah.
You spend so much time with your kids and on your businesses. You got to put the same amount of time or the same amount of interest into your marriage. And so Jenny and I love going out to dinner. We love going,
would you consider yourselves a foodie?
I wouldn't go as far as foodies, but we do own a bakery. She owns a bake shop. So we're really into desserts. So we like to explore and visit restaurants that have great desserts. Okay.
That's fair.
A great dessert menu. So Jenny and I spend a lot of time doing that. You hit it at home on the whole Mariners thing. Yeah. We love supporting the Seattle Mariners and going to those games. And then I'm an outdoor enthusiast relative to fishing. I mean, we live in the most beautiful part of the world, having the Puget Sound, the waters. Mm-hmm. And so we salmon fish, we crab. It's November right now, so there's no fishing out there
right now. It's not as exciting for you right now.
But guess what, dude?
What's up?
Squidding. Right off of the Edmonds Pier, you can go down and you can catch the most wonderful calamari, fresh squids. These suckers are like a foot long.
When are we going to do this?
We got to take your kids down there.
I think the kids would like it.
So that's something that we're doing, my son and I, right now. So that's it. That's me. You'll find me on the water in the summer. I love catching fish and crab for my clients to gift to my clients or take people like you out, my clients out on the boat.
It's fun. Yeah. So,
yeah. How about you, man? Okay.
Well, okay.
Real estate side, younger version.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit more about Zach McDonald.
Well, I'll do mine the opposite. So we're going to start like a long time ago.
Okay.
So my great grandparents were Seattle people. So one of my great grandfathers had a lumber mill on the Duwamish River.
Okay.
Big house on Capitol Hill, still one of the biggest, most expensive houses on Capitol Hill. So that's like my grandma's side. Okay. So he was a sustainable logger before that was a thing. So he was allowed to log in the national parks, which is pretty cool.
That's crazy.
Yeah, because he replanted.
Yeah.
So he was a logger and had this successful business.
Okay.
My grandfather was a third generation candy store owner. So his grandfather started this candy business, and it was in the Seattle Center when the Seattle World's Fair happened.
Wow.
Yeah. So lots of old school Seattle, like they were Seattle people.
Okay. So the real estate enthusiast in me, mm-hmm. Does your family still own the big house on Capitol Hill?
No,
no,
no, but it's worth like $8 or $10 million. I, at one point I went back with my grandparents because they've sold off my great grandfather sold that house and bought a house on Lake Washington.
Okay.
All right. And so that house, I think last sold for $3.5 million. Mm-hmm. And then now it's been rebuilt, torn down and rebuilt. But if you add up all the family real estate, if only they would have held on to it,
yeah. Right?
We'd be talking about 20, 30, 40 million at least.
Okay. So the big takeaway already today, for
buying and holding
is
a great idea.
Yes. Hold on to your real estate.
As I just sold a house. I think the even bigger takeaway is if you sell, you need to reinvest.
Yeah.
And I think selling your real estate is fine. You know, primary residence, if you can take advantage of some of the tax breaks and you reinvest that money, that's fine. But I think the big mistake was they kept selling and they kept selling and buying something smaller and using some of those resources for other things and not necessarily reinvesting them. So I think that's the biggest takeaway. At first I thought it was, they should never have sold. And I think looking back, maybe it's a combination of keeping some of it and reinvesting the other pieces.
Yeah.
Because they did reinvest it in some things. And unfortunately, some of it was in some of their businesses and some of them did better than others. Yeah. But I think it's just fun to have the Seattle roots. Boeing ended up buying out my great grandfather. They said, hey, you know, we want your land. He's like, okay, I'll retire. It's kind of how that went.
Okay.
And so there's a lot of history there. And then they ended up moving to Edmonds. So my mom grew up in Edmonds. My early childhood was in Edmonds.
Okay.
I've lived in Mukilteo. I think my first year of my life was in Tacoma. My parents were at UPS down in Tacoma. My dad played college baseball and semi-pro baseball as well. So there's a little bit of that. He also played football there. But I ended up a lot of childhood Mukilteo, went to King's High School in Shoreline, went to Seattle Pacific University and lived in Queen Anne, Ballard area.
Okay.
And now we're back and we're in Shoreline. So we went to Edmonds. We actually just moved to Shoreline, kind of lived all over. I even spent a little time in Bellevue. So just been, I don't know, this is my home. I've thought about the weather. Sometimes I look back and I'm like, man, why do I stay here? And part of it's family. We have a lot of family here. But the other piece of it, I think, is I really enjoy here. I love the weather. Yeah. Ironically, you know, it's nice to have a little change of pace. Sometimes I wish there were a few less cloudy days.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the other things I know about you is you enjoy kids. I was going to say enjoy having kids as a joke.
I do enjoy having kids.
You have a big family as a young man. Tell us about your family.
We have four kids.
Okay.
We have a fifth one on the way.
That's incredible.
Due in March.
Yeah.
Our oldest is 8. We have a 6-year-old. So we have two boys. And then we have a 4-year-old daughter and a 22-month-old daughter. And then the new one's going to be a little boy on the way. So we're really excited.
And Christina is like super mom. She runs a great business. She runs a great house. She's a great mom, a great wife.
Yeah. So she's got her own thing going on. So she runs a swim school. It's called McDonald Swim School, original, given the last name. But she's got a great business going on and she's continuing to grow that. We're currently building.
Well, hit pause on that because I think this is important and this is some great advice here and another good takeaway here. You did sell a great house that you had in Edmonds, but you upgraded for two reasons, because your family location. And then third, the house that you just bought
has a swimming pool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're right now building a structure over the top of the swimming pool so that we can use that swimming pool for business.
For business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
she already has a great business.
We did sell and we're reinvesting that money. Part of it's into building this structure at this new house so that we can cash flow on it on a regular basis. So that will be a massive investment and it will pay off very quickly.
Yep.
But a better use than having it, in that house, even though the house is going to appreciate, and there are pros and cons to keeping.
I was a big fan of the move because now we're only like a couple miles
now
away.
We're in the same city too. Yeah, it's like 1.8 miles is what the sign says out front of my house.
It's so great.
But I think, you know, thinking about living in Seattle, I love the outdoors. So you mentioned fishing.
Yeah.
I love going to the lakes, the parks. I even made YouTube videos about some of my favorite parks.
You did. Yep.
In Seattle. And a lot of them had to do with the water, either the Puget Sound or the Lake Washington. I love hiking. Yeah. I've gotten into mountaineering a little bit more recently. And I just think, there's so many awesome
things. I want to encourage you, the next time you go on one of those amazing mountaineering expeditions or hikes, I want you to put a GoPro on your head or your chest. We've got to get some footage of that.
There is footage.
These are not easy.
There's footage.
There is?
Yeah.
You need to share that.
I can share that.
I want to see what it's like some at the top of these mountains.
Yeah, some of it is on my friend's GoPro. So my friend's the GoPro guy.
Okay.
So I've got some footage I can share.
I love it.
We can even maybe include some on this.
I think we should.
On this video. Yeah.
You're quite the hiker.
I think as we're, you know, looking at the future here, I'm excited to be able to bring on other people that are either new to the area or living in these different neighborhoods, because as much as you and I know about this area and have experienced in this area, there are a lot of other people that have even more intimate experiences with the different neighborhoods in Seattle and the different communities and the different places. And I'm excited to have those people on to bring some perspective as well to what it's like to live here in Seattle.
Well, as a real estate agent, Zach, he sells a lot of homes all over the greater Seattle area. You get to know communities really well. Mm-hmm. Plus you're a content creator. So you're creating content about these different, for example, like Wallingford or like Ballard, or like you mentioned, Capitol Hill. And then you're selling homes in these communities.
Yep.
And so, we were talking about this the other day, bringing on past clients that you've sold homes to and just talking about, hey, you live in Capitol Hill. What's your favorite thing to do on the weekends? Or what's a must go to coffee shop or hole in the wall diner, whatever. So
when you think about pros and cons too, there's all sorts of content about, any city, but Seattle specifically, where you're, you know, living in Seattle but it's a scripted video with little meat.
Yeah.
And so bringing on somebody where you can say like, what are the pros and cons of living in Capitol Hill? You literally live in Capitol Hill. You're not just like making a video about it, but you live in Capitol Hill. You've experienced it. It's one thing to have the knowledge about the area and another to actually be in those neighborhoods.
Kind of unbiased.
Yeah, unfiltered.
Unfiltered kind of updates.
No agenda, no benefit to sharing the information. So I'm excited to be able to talk about some of those things as well.
I love that. Okay.
What are you most excited about, Dan?
Yeah, I'm really excited to bring that, like I said earlier, more of the financial, the connections that I've made as far as like estate attorneys and CPAs and financial planners and even contractors, builders, that side of more of the finance money side of living in and around Seattle and just helping enhance. Like when I talk to clients, I'm a big advocate of really trying to elevate the home ownership experience from a financial standpoint. So how can I save you money by living in your home? How can we help you not only save money, but how can we get that money to double? So I'm going to be bringing a lot of that. I think we're going to have some incredible guests. We're talking about business owners, whether it be from restaurants or local shops to, like I just mentioned, like financial planners and estate attorneys that when the time is right for you to need to talk to one of these people, you'll be like, you know what? Dan and Zach had, you know, this particular professional on their show. I'm going to reach out to that guy or that gal. So I'm excited for that.
Yeah. I'm excited too. Well, you know, I think we're wrapping up here and I would love for you to just cast a little bit more vision for where we're headed here as we continue doing this podcast. So we talked about some of the people we're going to be bringing on, but what's the heart behind this podcast?
The heart behind this podcast is to connect you, the listener, the viewer, if you're currently out of state and you're considering making Seattle your home, or if you know that the greater Seattle area is going to be your home and you just don't know enough about the different areas, that you've got two solid resources right here with this podcast and you and I.
Plus all the people we're going to bring on, right?
Yeah, and all the people that we're going to connect you to. So I think the big word is connection.
Yep.
The other is community.
Yeah.
And then the last one is just advice, just solid advice that we're in uncertain financial times. We're all, I don't want to make a big deal about the times we're in right now. We're always in uncertain financial times. Yeah. I don't think there's been a time in the history of America where
it's there been, has just been absolutely certain.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think being able to lean on someone for that, that's kind of my vision. And, mm-hmm. And I know we're going to deliver on that because you and I are both passionate. We're already doing this in our businesses.
Yeah.
So why the heck not create an amazing podcast called Hello Seattle and just deliver it every other week.
So. Yeah. I mean, we want to be a resource for people.
Yeah.
Right. And even if you already live here or people that already live here, I think will get a lot of value out of this podcast as well. Yep. If you're newer to the area, I've had some clients say, you know, I've lived here for multiple years and I know more about where I live currently, but I still, if I was to move, what if I wanted to move to Snohomish County? I've been living in Seattle. I don't really know anything about Edmonds or Mill Creek or, you know, what the heck's Mukilteo? Is it Mukilteo? Yeah. Right? I mean,
the best one I get is Puyallup.
You want to say that one again for everybody? Puyallup.
Yeah, go look up that city online and try to pronounce it. Well, maybe it's cheating now because you've heard me say it.
Maybe we can have an episode where we just kind of start off with some of the mispronounced names and help people pronounce these.
The most mispronounced cities in Washington.
That would be a funny, that'd be a good one. Funny little piece of content.
Yeah.
Well, as we're wrapping up here, we started off with Hello Seattle, and I think we're at the end here, but today we're going to wrap up, and we'll do this in every episode with a goodbye Seattle. So thanks so much for your attention here. We're super, super glad that you joined us today. Our first request is that you would share this with somebody if it was super valuable for you, and also drop us a rating as well, as we're just getting started with this podcast and trying to get the word out about it.
I love that. Yep. And stay tuned for our next episode. It's going to be a good one. I'm not going to tell you what it is. You'll have to tune in next week.
Wow. What a cliffhanger. All right.
Goodbye, Seattle.
Goodbye, Seattle.